Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm 64 years old, and I voted for years thinking it made a difference. Every year it has gotten worse in this country, no matter who I voted for or who won. That's just the hard, honest truth. No, you're wrong. This audience can save this country, and by saving this country, save the world. This audience, right here, that's what just gives me chills. Two key swing states, North Carolina and Georgia. Trump must win them. He must. And we can put him over. We can put him over and stop this. We can make it so you don't have to prove you're a citizen to fly and then get on a plane with a guy that Kamala and Joe just let over the border, who they have no idea who he is. Here's why. If Trump wins Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina, he wins. We could take care of two of those. Trump lost Georgia by just 11,000 votes. This audience right here, just the top third of Georgia that hears us, could put him over. This is a different election than before. When you say it didn't matter, yeah, you were voting for George W. Bush, not Trump, who got more votes than a Republican's ever gotten. You know why it didn't matter before? There's a good reason. I was actually explaining the crash, this to Crash last night when we were taking a walk. He said, why is the Republican Party like they, I said, because the Bushes led it for many years. They did all the candidate recruitment. They recruited crap. What they wanted was candidates who would say yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir to the Democrats. What was the highest value under the Bushes for candidates? They recruited and they funded because they had a ton of money. Compromise. Compromise. No higher value. Compromise than the Democrats. Why? Because they are Democrats. This party was run by the CIA for 20 years. That's not a conspiracy theory. Daddy Bush ran it. Daddy Bush was literally the head of the CIA, the director. It's what he did before he was president. A lot of people don't know that. You want to know why the party was screwed up? That's why. Trump has broken the back of Bush control. We can have real candidates now. They're not all perfect. I'm not even going to pretend they are. We take them to the woodshed here all the time. I'm not going to lie to you. But they're not what they were. Not under Bush. If you put Trump over, we are this close to breaking the back of the control of the deep state over this party, of the control of the swamp over this party. But you got to put him over. If you live in Georgia, again, Elon Musk wants you to know this morning, he tweeted it last night, the deadline to register is October 7th. Good news is you do it 5 minutes. You can do it right now. Go online. They've got online registration. Ditto for North Carolina. Same thing. We have days left to register. You've got to get it done by October 7th. Do it now. Call everyone you know. Text everyone you know. Post it. If you want the link to register, it's on my Twitter feed, at Tara Servatius. Trump lost Georgia by 11,000 votes. This audience and their friends and family could put him over. They want North Carolina. They want to take North Carolina. That hurricane's going to help them. They are counting on the devastation. By the way, a second news report this morning, I'm going to play for you. We had another one yesterday that there's actually federal planes on the ground at the airport in Asheville. This is the second one I'm going to play for as we go on in the show. And they've been there since Sunday, not moving. Not moving. Oh, we're 30-something days, what, 32 days out from an election? Most of those counties affected are Republican counties. Yeah, Buncombe County's blue, but everything around it's red. They're the most conservative counties in the state. It's about 12 of them. And they're underwater and under mud and people are dying. They're not thinking about voting. That's why those planes are sitting there. They said, well, we sent the planes. Are they in the air? Well, no. No, they're not. Why? Because that's where they're most needed. We could put them over, folks. But you got to do it. Make sure your registration is current. That is easy to check. Just put in your county and Board of Elections. Make sure it comes up. By the way, you have to put the last four digits of your social in. That's okay. They've already got it. Make sure you're registered. Make sure everyone you know is that is your task today. We'll get into turning them out to vote later. But you got to do it, folks. This has got to end.